This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 23rd. Well, cattle markets started out a little bit weaker yesterday. We had the corn strongly higher, and that was lending some pressure to feeder cattle, plus a live cattle market that was under just some slight pressure early in the day. But as typical in these markets, we've seen the buying step up on the breaks, and we saw that again yesterday as well. Live cattle closed about mid-range on these front months, so you know, not a lot of conviction to the buying, but it did stop the sell-off in the uptrend. The short-term uptrend still seems to be intact, and we're testing those significant highs put in here about a month and a half ago. The market's not been able to break above them, but we're hovering up here, spending a little bit of time. And again, a little bit of a break yesterday, did find pretty decent support. In feeders, started out weaker there, but you know, the market barely took out Friday's low, and then we started to push our way back up and ended up closing just barely lower to unchanged and pretty much at the high of the day. So feeders not ready to give up yet either. So we'll see where it goes. But, you know, obviously they're watching corn. They're watching the cash trade. They're watching all this rain coming into the driest areas of the plains, you know, just really changing the fundamental structure of the pasture situation and the hay situation in the southern plains. Are you going to be looking for calves to place on grass there? Probably not. You're going to let those pastures recharge, but you're not going to be moving more cattle off, and you're probably going to start retaining heifers in the fall. And that's why we see these deferred feeder cattle contracts be so strong. It's just, you know, quite a area of where you look, especially across the Great Plains cattle country, in a much better moisture situation than we were here just a few weeks ago. So I think that spells a good hay crop, and it spells herd rebuilding, and that just keeps your numbers very tight for feeder cattle in the next couple of years probably. What we're also noting too is that we are seeing an increase of cattle coming out of Mexico, so that helps relieve some of that tight feeder cattle supply as well. We're also noting that in the dairy industry, there's been a lot of technological changes there, and fundamental structure of how they're raising their calves. They're being able to pick the sex of the calves to, you know, crossbreed them with Angus, get a black hide on them. So we're seeing more dairy cattle coming into the feedlots as well and grading pretty well. So that's helping to relieve some of this tight pressure in the feeder cattle market as well. And I would look for that to continue. So it's not just about the beef herd. We are seeing some demand and a response to these high prices coming from other sectors. Now, does that change the upward trajectory? Probably not, but it might soften the bullish enthusiasm if you've got these other supplies coming in. So, you know, the trend is still up. We don't see any evidence of that slowing down or breaking. If you get the row crops in trouble in the Midwest, which the weather is hinting could happen, corn prices really start to take off, feeder cattle will definitely take a hit. So we're just on point for that. We're getting into the key part of the growing season for corn and beans. We've had some shots across the bow from Mother Nature. The longer range forecasts continue to show hot and dry across the heart of the Midwest and across the northern plains. So that's potentially a big issue for corn and thus feeder cattle. At this point, the market is, you know, corn had reacted a little bit yesterday to that. You're going to have to see a continuation of this forecast, and I think in particular after Memorial Day break. I don't think the market's really going to commit to short covering in corn or getting long in corn until we get after Memorial Day and we take another look at those 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts. If they continue to show hot and dry, then I think you completely change the dynamics of the grain market and thus the feeder cattle market. So just some things to keep in mind and to be watchful for. Cash markets, last week we had the Fed trade averaging around 174, which was unchanged on the week and up 34 from a year ago. But there's a wide spread in the South. Texas, Kansas were trading around 170. In Nebraska, we're at 175 to 177. So I think part of that is just the dryness that kept pushing calves off of pasture into feedlots has kept, you know, those numbers relatively high. And again, the further north you went, you just didn't have that kind of placement pattern. But either way, you know, supplies are much more abundant in the farther south and in the central and up into the, you know, north central plains. We just see tighter numbers, and that's reflected in the price action. Dress trade averaging around 280, which was up 1 on the week and up 54 over a year ago. Steer prices at 221, down 13 on the week and up 47 over a year ago. Rib prices at 433, down 25 on the week, up 30 over last year. 50% trimmings at 189, down 10 on the week, up 84 over last year. 90% trimmings at 276, that's up 1 in the week, up 3 over a year ago. Box beef values yesterday were mixed. We had the choice up 280 at 304. Select was down 51 at 283. The spread gained 331. We're sitting at 2047. Movement was a strong 95 loads for a Monday. Slaughter number yesterday, 125,000 head, so that's right at the average. That compares to a week ago of 126 and a year ago right at 125. So we're pretty much in line with where we were a week ago and where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index taking a strong jump up 234. We're sitting at 204.70. So no pressure showing up in the feeder cattle cash, and that's being reflected in the index. And of course, the, you know, the futures markets are going to, especially the front month, are going to follow that, but the back months clearly anticipating just continued tight supplies for the foreseeable future. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.